The preseason opener has arrived just in time as the Eagles play Green Bay at Lambeau Field on Thursday night, the first of four preseason games. And you know all those questions you have about this team? Well, we're going to start learning some answers starting on Thursday. Welcome everyone to the Eagles Live Podcast. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. And after a long offseason of roster upgrades, practices, and organized team activities since April, and a couple of weeks of training camp here in August, we're finally at this point. The roster stands at 90 players. Teams have until 4 p.m. on September 2nd to reduce that number to 53 players in time for the regular season. Unlike in years past, there is no first cut to 75 players. Thus, it will go from 90 to 53 on a single day, potentially, which adds some urgency to the big picture. With that in mind, we're going to see the Eagles in a game situation for the first time against Green Bay. And although head coach Doug Peterson hadn't finalized his rotation prior to his most recent press briefing on Tuesday, you can expect the starting offense and defense to play roughly about a quarter each. Carson Wentz starts at quarterback, followed by Matt McGloin, who is in for Nick Foles, still out with an elbow injury that the Eagles don't think will linger much longer. In any event, there is a lot to look forward to as the Eagles get it rolling in the preseason and before we dive into the locker room, as well as a one-on-one with our defensive backs coach Corey Unlin. Let's hear from former Pro Bowl wide receiver and current Eagles radio analyst Mike Quick for his thoughts on preseason game number one. Mike, preseason game number one, what is on your must-see list?
I've got a long list of must-see. You know, I want to see how well Carson has progressed for sure, and I don't know if we'll really get a true assessment of that until the regular season starts, but just to see him out there controlling the offense and moving all the pieces as he needs to move them to move the team down the field, I want to see that. And of course, the receivers and how these new guys are now mixing into what their new assignments are, and the defensive back. There's been a lot of talk about the defensive backs and their play or lack of play, so I want to see just what's on the other side of the ball at the defensive back, particularly the cornerback position.
How much do you value what you've seen out here in training camp every day versus what you will see in the preseason games? Is it all about the games?
It's not all about the games. You've got to spend time with the preparation so that when the game time comes around, you're ready for the games. So I take a lot out of what I see in the preseason practices, because then you get a real good assessment of guys that really want it and guys that have the skills to get it done.
Anybody catch your eye? Anybody, any of these young players? I'm sure there are many, but who you think might be the real deal that nobody knows about out there?
I'm afraid to even talk about them because there are a couple of guys. Greg Ward. Greg Ward, you know, converted wide receiver that was a quarterback in college. He really has caught my eye nearly every day. I think he's very, very, very talented. One of the defensive backs played in Canada, White, was number 41. It seems like every day he's making a play. 90, Hamilton, defensive tackle. Seems like every day I see him doing something that's positive. There are a few guys that we'll make sure that we take a look at during the preseason and this game just to see if they can really play at this level.
Do you think this team is, the level of talent has really jumped from 2016 to 2017, just top to bottom, 90-man roster?
No, there's no question about that. The offensive line position, I think, much deeper, much more talented than the offensive line. I can say the same thing with the defensive line with Tim Jernigan. And I think all of these guys are raising the level of competition. The wide receiver position, bringing in those two free agent wide receivers, raised the level at that position. The offensive line, the level has been risen at that position. I just think that all the way around, everything's more competitive. It's just going to make this team better, Dave.
I remember a couple years ago, we all do, Eagles go to Green Bay and Sam Bradford goes 10 of 10 in preseason game number three, and we are all going, Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. So is there a word of caution out there for the fans about overreacting from what you see?
Yeah, preseason is just preseason. Once the regular season starts, everything gets turned up. And in the preseason, you're going to see a lot of vanilla stuff. And it's an evaluation period for the coaches. So you're not going to get their best stuff. You're not going to get schematically what they really plan to do during the regular season. So you have to take that in consideration when you see the preseason. Yeah, if a guy goes 10 for 10 throwing the ball, what type of coverage are they playing? Are they blitzing them? Are they showing you one coverage and moving to another? All of those things are not happening during the preseason. That's why you can't take everything that you see in the preseason and expect it in the regular season.
The truth is, the objectives of preseason are get out healthy,
yes,
and find your best 53 players.
that's what it's all about, evaluating your 53 and hoping that you can get as many of those guys off the field in those four games and healthy, ready for the regular season.
I'm excited about the preseason because I've seen enough of this. You become too familiar with the guy across the line of scrimmage from you.
That is a great point, and that's where you are now. They understand just by the movement of the offensive line, the defensive guys, when it's a screen. The wide receivers understand their routes sometimes just by the way they're lined up. It's now time for them to see other people so that they can really, the coaches can really evaluate how well they're going to play against other people. It's too familiar out here every day now. The practices are good, but they've gotten to that familiar point where you're not really sharpening yourselves in some areas.
I mean, and Jim Schwartz gets asked about the defense. His guys have tackled 2 days. I mean, he doesn't know what he's got on that side of the ball.
Well, he knows some things, but you don't really know how well guys are going to perform when it's live, when you're getting guys to the ground. And that's what he needs to see. And that's what the preseason, the games will provide.
Mike, thanks so much. Have a great radio broadcast. Season is here.
And I'm ready. Can't wait. I'm like you, Dave. I can't wait to get this thing started.
A player to keep an eye on in the preseason is wide receiver Marcus Johnson, who has been a bit of a revelation in this camp. After an injury-plagued career at the University of Texas, Johnson signed with the Eagles following the 2016 draft. He didn't make the 53-man roster, and then was signed to and released from the practice squad last September. The Eagles brought Johnson back in December, and he's been at the NovaCare Complex ever since, catching passes and making a very serious bid at the 53-man roster. We shall see if he makes it. In the meantime, get to know wide receiver Marcus Johnson one-on-one. Marcus, I wonder what the last year has been like for you. How would you describe it?
A whirlwind, man. It goes by so fast, so many things happen. But at the end of the day, it's all a blessing. I'm thankful for it all, the highs, the lows. And, you know, going into this first preseason game, you know, I had the little hamstring strain. So just taking it day by day, seeing how everything feels. I feel confident about it, but if it's meant to be, I'll be out there. If not, I'd rather be smart about it and just see what happens.
Do you feel like just in the big picture, you're in a good place?
Absolutely. I feel like I've put a lot of good film forward. I've shown the coaches a lot. I've done well against, you know, some of our best players on the secondary. I've competed well. And it's just time to put it on the field. It's time to really show it in an official game, first preseason game, or whether it's this one or the second one, just being consistent in that aspect. I've put it all on the field in a real game situation.
For fans who are not that familiar with you, you come out of Texas. Last year, you spend the season on the practice squad. What is that life like?
It's tough, especially for my situation, because I was gone for 2 months. So it's one of those things where you look back at it and it's like, man, you know, it made me a better person mentally, physically. Just took the time to train when I was gone. I just did what I could do within that time frame. And, you know, it's tough when you sit back 2 months and you wonder, like, I had workouts, but I didn't know. I wanted to be back in Philly. I just put it all in God's hands, continued to ask him just to lead me in the right direction. And, you know, now I'm here. I've been resilient through it all. I pray for the proper perspective on everything, not taking it personal when they let me go, and understand it's a business decision and just continuing to believe in myself.
When that happens, do they tell you what parts of your game that you need to get better?
Absolutely. You know, they always say, they tell you a couple of things, but then you get the true gist of it. I mean, if you go up to the office and they're like, oh, well, thank you for your time, best of luck, it's pretty much done with that chapter of whatever team you're on. But the conversation was uplifting. It was one of those things where, you know, unfortunately I had the quad injury as an undrafted free agent rookie. I missed weeks during valuable training camp time, missed preseason game, really couldn't even play up until that last one. That's when I really was able to go out there. So for me to make the practice squad showed a lot for who I was as a player. Like I said, I knew who I was. I knew what kind of athlete and what kind of player I am and can be. So I just wanted to continue to believe in myself. Took what they said, whatever it may have been, good or bad.
I mean, you came out here in the spring getting all these reps. In training camp, all of a sudden, you look up and you're with the ones. Do you remember the first time you got called in to take a rep with the ones and what it was like?
Well, the first time was during OTAs. We were just having like a three-man rotation. It was Alshon. Whenever he'd tap out, it'd be out of me and DGB. And we just go back and forth with those, and then mainly the twos. And then come training camp, that first Saturday of pads, we were doing one-on-ones, and obviously Alshon went down. And that was the first true time that they threw me out there. And they were, you know, it's like, okay, let's see what you can do. And then from there, you know, it's a mutual confidence builder. I have to continue to present who I am on the field consistently, and they have to see it every day to trust that I can go out there in any situation and contribute to the offense, not miss a beat at all, and like I said, be consistent.
So it's a long way from 90 players to 53. You're going into this preseason schedule, whether it's four games or three games, with what mindset?
Dominate. I always tell myself, dominate, execute excellence. That's what gets respected in this league, especially as an undrafted guy. I still have a lot to prove. I still want to have that. I still have that chip on my shoulder. And whether it's the preseason, it's practice, the regular season, whatever it may be, not changing my mind frame, not getting complacent, but just being content in the process, continuing to grow, continuing to build as a player and as a man, and just be the best Philadelphia Eagle receiver I can be.
Your jump seems to be really stunning. I mean, for those who don't know you came out here and caught everything and continue to impress. I mean, how the improvement?
I always felt like my biggest downfall was my confidence, and that was something they talked about to me when you asked about when they first cut me. That was mainly the biggest issue. It wasn't that I couldn't make plays. It wasn't that I wasn't, you know, going out there competing with everybody. It was just confidence. Some days I go out there and it's like, man, if we can get that every day, the sky's the limit. And then other days it's like, you know, it looks like you're second guessing yourself. So when I got cut those 2 months, you know, mentally, it's draining at first, but then it builds that callus. And you mentally understand that this business is what have you done for me lately? A game. That's the game that it is. I've built on that confidence ever since then. And I come out here, I feel like I'm a great athlete, a great player. That hasn't changed from last year, otherwise from just training and understanding the playbook. But the biggest change has been my confidence, I believe.
And really, it is the grind, right? You got to do it every day.
Every day, yeah. Every day. And sometimes that's tough for guys, and that was tough for me at first. Going out here, you have a good day, and it's like, okay, I'm doing well, but I mean, this is the NFL, you're playing against the best of the best. Every day isn't gonna be the greatest day that you've had. You're gonna have struggles, you're gonna have ups and downs, but it's gonna be the guys who last, who can continue to every day chip away and just learn from everything. Like I always say, critique yourself more than you give yourself credit.
Thanks so much.
Absolutely, thank you.
Good luck. A player who absolutely will see time on Thursday night is cornerback Ron Brooks, who looms as a pivotal part of the team's secondary. Brooks missed most of last season with a quad injury, which negatively impacted the Eagles' defensive backfield rotation. But Brooks, who projects as the team's nickel cornerback in 2017, has worked hard to get back on the field, and he's ready to go for Thursday night. Ron, I wonder how excited you are for the start of the preseason. Probably an unusual question for a veteran to have to answer.
I left a lot out there last year, so just excited to be back to playing in the actual game.
Is there a big difference, practice, training camp practice, to a preseason game?
You use training camp and preseason as tools to get ready for the season. So for me, this preseason and this training camp has been about me getting back into the swing of things and really just not hesitating and making moves and just getting back to football shape with my legs. So.
Has it felt better and better every day?
Yeah, most definitely. The more I do out here, the more I strengthen my leg, and things aren't as much of an issue as they were in the past.
Ron, is it just a matter now of, is this kind of the last hurdle getting through, is playing in the preseason games and then all systems go for the regular season?
I'm trying to make it through camp and then get through the preseason one day. It's just one day at a time mentality that I'm out here working with. So right now I'm focusing on Green Bay in the preseason, so that's what it is.
Good luck.
Thank you.
And speaking of the secondary, we're going to find out about the team's leading question mark, the cornerback position. Jalen Mills and Patrick Robinson have been running with the starting defense all summer and are expected to be the starters in Green Bay. Defensive backs coach Corey Undlin has been working with the very young group, and he, like all of us, wants to see his players in a game situation. Here then is Corey Undlin from the coach's office. Corey, everybody is really looking forward to seeing how it all comes together in a game situation. I imagine you're the same.
Absolutely. Been here, obviously, through OTAs, and then now 2 weeks of training camp. A lot of good work's been done. I like where they're all going. And then, obviously, now just another opportunity to see it go down live and tackle and communication from everybody in the back end, corners, safeties, everybody. So, first preseason game, a good opportunity, obviously, for A, the players, and then us as coaches to evaluate them.
And then just the weight you put on practice versus preseason games?
I would say put the same weight on there. I mean, there's only one difference. I mean, we're tackling. I mean, we have had a couple live practices, but that's still not the same. I mean, we're still protecting each other when in live practice. So, I mean, this is obviously hair on fire and proper angles. You know, when you're practicing and you're tagging off, you can get away with a bad angle sometimes, but we're still emphasizing it at all times, even in a tag off practice. So it's going to show up live. So some of our young guys here, especially the new guys, the rookies, that would be a good challenge for them and get to evaluate them just on how they can finish plays.
Exceeding exceedingly young group for you, Corey. What kind of challenge is that for you?
I don't know if it's really a challenge for me as much as it is for them. Just their first time, so I guess you'd say, under the lights, obviously at Lambeau. It's going to be a great experience for them. I'm excited for them as a coach and for those young guys that go out there. I'm proud to be able to say that they've all gotten better, for sure. And then obviously after we get done with the game, we'll see how it looks and where they progress. And obviously they still have three more, but we'll just start with this first one. I think everybody's looking forward to it, players included.
For the fans who don't know him, Patrick Robinson, what can they expect from him?
Solid, professional guy, understands the coverages, no splits, he's smart, in the right spot all the time, good change of direction. I'm looking forward to watching Pat play too. I mean, obviously we've had him since the OTAs, the offseason started, but this will be the first time to be around him in a game situation. So I'm looking forward to watching him too.
Has Jalen Mills made that jump that a lot of people say is so significant year one to year two?
Yeah, I'd hold off on that right now. I think he would too. He's gotten better. I think the last, the last four, maybe in the last five practices, he's been as good as I've seen him since we've been here. Now, it's only been a year, obviously, but he's been a more consistent player. He knows that. We know that's what we're looking for him. So, just like anybody else, we'll see how it goes down the road here.
What's it mean to you to get Ron Brooks back on the field and working toward 100%?
Yeah, it means a lot. It means a lot for him. It means a lot for our group. Obviously, he's a good player in there at the nickel, playing some corner as well. So I think this will be a great test. It's not a test, but just a great, check another box off. He's made it through training. He's been through the camp. Hadn't had any problems with it. It'll be a good test for him, too, just physically conditioning-wise, too. You know, you can do all that training in offseason until you play a game and you're out there for 12 plays in a row. It's a little bit different. So he's been great, and it'd be a good test to check that off his box, too, getting through a live game.
A year ago, nobody knew outside of you, probably, who C.J. Smith was. Now it seems like he's coming on. Have you seen a big jump from him?
Well, I would say this. He's done a good job in camp here. He's gotten his hand on a bunch of balls, had a good practice yesterday. Now, there's some other plays in there that we've still got to clean up, but there's no arguing the fact that he's gotten some hand on some balls. So he's done a good job, and then hopefully we can see that show up on Thursday night.
And then finally, Rasul Douglas, third-round pick, 3 years ago starting at Nassau Community College. So there's certainly the element of a lot to learn.
Nassau Community College to Lambeau Field, proud of him. Same thing. I mean, you've heard me say this all through OTAs and all that stuff, but a lot of stuff going on in his mind. Kind of started, I thought, camp out a little bit slow, just trying to process everything. But as we've gotten through this now, the defense is in. You know, Jim, that's the way we do it on defense. It's all in. So when those guys come back, there's no install. I think he's starting to settle down a little bit, as are the other rookies that have been in that situation where they've had to know everything. Call comes out, line up, and you got to execute. There's no asking. I mean, you got to play. So I think that whole group, Rasul included, obviously, the game is starting to slow down, and then now we can start just focusing on his technique. He's got a ways to go still technique-wise. It's getting better every day. He's got the mindset where he comes out every day and wants to get better. So it'll be fun to see all those guys play.
Preseason games matter, Corey, don't they? I mean, these are really important games for your guys.
Absolutely they are. I mean, straight evaluation, obviously nothing on the record, but it's a preseason game. It's exactly what it is, but it is a game, from the travel piece of it to the walkthrough, pregame, all that, and then now seeing it obviously go full speed. I mean, we got four of them. That's why we got four of them. I mean, continuous evaluation process, big, big opportunity for everybody involved. And like you said, to start it off, we got some questions to answer here and see who's going to end up lining up for us when we play at Washington week one.
Thanks, Corey.
You got it.
That will do it for this Eagles Live podcast. We hope you enjoyed. Thanks to Brian Thomas for putting it all together. And we are back following the Eagles-Packers game at Lambeau Field with some instant reaction. So make sure you're with us very late on Thursday night into Friday morning. Thanks everyone for joining. Have yourselves a great Eagles day, and fly, Eagles, fly.